Okay, welcome to ICANN Attitude Lesson Number 2. It's officially, it's not officially spring, but we're getting there. Thank you, those of you who are joining live. I do want to cover one quick, super quick housekeeping issue right up front, and that is anytime that I do send a text, and I promise I will not abuse the privilege, but I send it to two different groups of people. One group has 20 and the other group has 14 in the list. Yes, there are 34 people that have said yes to this wonderful program, and thank you for trusting me to facilitate our growth together. So the one thing that I ask of you is that when I do send a text, like even tonight, don't respond to the group. Because my iPhone 5, for some reason, and yes, I know I'm supposed to upgrade and pay all the money I need to go give, you know, sell a kidney to pay for the next upgrade, which I'm not going to do. I like my phone. It works perfectly fine. But one of the things that what happens is if somebody responds to a group text, it somehow knocks other people out. And then I have to go back in and recreate the whole group list again. And it takes like 15 minutes. Anyhow, so if you can just do me a favor and not respond to the group list. Just send me a text individually. You all should have my phone number, and if you don't, I'll give it again, 503-348-0749. But I know you've got it because you can just look, you can hit your phone there and punch one of those buttons and it'll come up. So, anyway, that's enough of that. I trust that everybody got as much out of this lesson as I did, or you got even more out of it, being in your right mind. And you would think that this being my ninth time going through this, that I should have learned it all at least like the first, second, or maybe the fifth or the sixth time. No, absolutely not. I looked over my notes again today, and I thought, wow, how did I miss that the first eight times? So, per my text, and I'm going back to it just so I can see exactly how I wrote it. What was, and I'd love to have you share a ton, but in 30 seconds or less, one of the most mind-changing thoughts you learned and how it impacted your life this week? So, I'm going to go back to my list, and if you can hit star 6 if you're moving around. Actually, let me just do it this way. We'll do this right quick. So, when I call your name, and I am going in alphabetical order by first name, okay? So, we're starting with Auntie Ann. When I call your name, just kind of think about how your first name is spelled, and know you're going to be coming up, so be ready to hit star 6, and then you can share with the group that one mind-blowing thing that you learned about being in the right mind and how it impacted your life this week. Ann, you're up.
Okay, so this whole right and left thing, you know, being in your right mind, well, we're supposed to say in our left brain, though, that is not always, but being more creative. Am I right about this?
Sure.
Okay. So say, if you say in your right mind, we really want to be in our left brain. And so what impacted me, and I actually had to really think about this lesson, even though I've heard it so many times, self-care in our thinking. He says that. Marty says that. And, you know, I practice self-care in my body. I ingest self-care items. I want to take care of my health. I want to exercise. I practice it in my relationships and the five pillars. But I'm not so sure that I practice it enough in my mind, self-care in my mind. And that really struck me. So every time I came upon a situation where I could either think ill or think negative or I caught myself because I said to myself, I need to have self-care in my mind, aside from doing all the healthy things for my body and my family and my relationships and society. I need to work on my mind more and always be in that left brain. So it really had a huge impact on my daily thought processes, and I tried to meditate more each day. So that's how that impacted me.
Thank you. And David Jones. Yes, I'm here. Go for it. Of the different times reading, I was listening to, rather than read the several pages, I was listening to Marty's recording of it, and that I got from the, where you put them on the Saturday AM Live site, you and the wonderful Mr. Crowfoot. But, and the one that seemed to impact me the most was, I don't do negative, I don't deal with negative people, because I'm sure all of us run into when we're out, you know, sharing weekend and you know, we're doing it with excitement and energy and passion, and, you know, the other person just is not responding, or so many times they just don't, you know, they just don't pick up on our passion and energy, and they almost look at us like we're trying to share the plague instead of sharing something, like, you know, really amazing. And, you know, I've heard that of all the creatures on the planet, the tiger is the most successful prospector, and even the tiger is only successful like 5% of the time. It's not, it fails like 95% of the time, but I still hang in there because I know what we have is just so amazing, and that came to fruition. Vance, you and maybe a few others that were on the prayer call yesterday morning, I shared that there's a woman in South Bend, Indiana. Her son was one of the star football players for Notre Dame, and even though I live right in the middle of Ohio State Buckeye country, I grew up a huge Notre Dame fan, but I was never good enough to play there myself. But I've always wanted, it's always been a dream of mine to somehow impact the program, football program in Notre Dame. And I heard a while back that the mother of the star running back for Notre Dame is dealing with two terminal illnesses. And I've tried several ways to get my contact information through to this woman, and I didn't know if I would ever hear back from her. And I'm out running around getting some errands done this past Friday, and my phone rings, and I look at my cell phone, and it's a call from Orlando, Florida, and I answered it, and she said, hello, David, this is Cheryl Williams. It was this woman I'd been trying to get through to share that Nikan could give her a reason for hope. Because when the doctors tell you that, you know, what you have is terminal, they're basically saying, we have nothing to offer you. They're kind of throwing their arms up in the air. And not knowing if any of that information that I shared would ever get through, she called me and said, I understand you've been trying to get a hold of me. And I was like, wow, absolutely. So I sent her an email with some of the powerful videos of some of the doctors in NECAN that are blown away by the results you're seeing from NECAN, and she's very interested. She's very interested and wants to know more. So you're saying
that being in your right mind actually probably helped? I mean, how many of us get on a regular basis calls from different parts of the country, and we go, I don't really know who this is, and I'm not going to answer it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so actually being in a receptive right mind is crucial.
As
each one of us are sharing, I have to resist the temptation to give my own commentary. And I also want to add here, I'm looking at the list going, I feel for people like Vanita and Vera, because probably somebody, if not two or three people, are going to share one of the key things that they want to share, which is okay, because I'm going to change this up as we go through this, and sometimes they'll start in the middle, and sometimes they'll start in the end, so you never know. But as David and Anne have already shared, it's crucial for you to share how this lesson impacted your life. And if we can do it in brevity, then everybody will get a chance to share, because I do want to respect everybody's time. But this is the power of this program when it comes from other people's perspective, because you're going to hear things and you're going to go, oh, wow. So it's like you've already heard Marty up to 7 times, or you've read it up to 7 times, and now you're going to get it from a totally different perspective because it's in somebody else's voice and it's somebody else's perspective. So, on that note, thank you, David. Okay? Delia, can you hit *6 and share with the group what you learned? And again, if we can capitalize these, everybody will get a turn. Delia. Okay. How about Carol John? Carolyn? I'm just going to keep going. You guys are
okay.
Okay.
This is Carolyn.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Hey. Okay. Well, I was playing a little bit of catch up because I missed week one. But it's very impactful, even just a couple days into it. Looking at the part where it talks about the 5 attributes of marketing, access, experience, price, products, and service, when I read this on Friday, it really impacted me. Thursday night, I launched a new consultant, and I went to her house. And she invited a bunch of friends, and I rolled 7 backs. And the energy that was in the room and the way people received Negan, and she was just so blown away. And she was just like, oh, my God, this company is just amazing. I mean, everybody went away with an experience. And establishing that, it says, establish intimacy with me by doing something no one else can do. And I touched each one of those 7 people in a way that I knew that they were going to go away and sleep well that night, and they were going to remember this experience. And it brought me, then when I read this on Friday, it brought me back to 17 years ago when I flew to Florida and I met Kathy Zier, and Marion McKinnon gave me a rollout, and then I was on the floor at Maribel Morgan's house learning how to do a rollout, and my back hurt and my knees hurt, but that's how the business was done. We shared it from the heart, and that's what I did on Thursday, and it felt amazing.
It absolutely should have, because that is awesome.
And nothing hurt, and I'm 17 years older now. So,
wow, that's so
huge
cool
for me.
Wonderful, thank you, Carolyn. Gail.
Yeah.
Gail Silas. Gail, can you hit *6? Okay. Patty Jane, or Janice?
Yeah, this is Janice.
Okay, so Janice, you spoke first, so Janice, and then we'll go backwards to Patty Jane.
I'm quick. Well, I love getting back in what I call the zone. So, you know, what I've gotten done this week is I've gotten lots more phone calls made, you know, than in a while, getting ready for my next event. And I don't do negative. I mean, you know, it's so easy for me to say, well, they're not going to be interested. And I just don't do that. I just call them, and if they are, well, that's great. And if they're not, that's fine, too. So I just do better business when I'm in these calls every week, and that's the important part of that story.
Excellent. Thank you, Janice. Patty Jane.
You. Mine was still a self-promotion in that I just felt blah.
and the day was coming up, and I have thoroughly enjoyed my birthday. And I did not beat myself over the head that I felt blah. I just accepted it as an admiration. And I just sure that the joy I've gotten from everybody's notes has been delightful. Thank you all.
Thank you, Addie Jane, and happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm as old as your mother, child.
Juan and then Jeannie. Do we have either Juan or Jeannie with us? I know they just were.
Oh, this is Juan.
Okay, go ahead, Juan. How does this question impact you?
If you want to go backwards again, you can go to Carol.
Yeah, and Carol, you can follow Juan. How's that?
Okay.
Okay. I would say putting me in a frame of mind to not giving up, stick-to-itiveness, and setting myself up to win. By that I mean setting up circumstances and my responses with, in this case, my girlfriend, to work out favorably, as opposed to having the conversation degrade and go negative. And so today was a major breakthrough, and it looks like we will probably be having nuptials in August.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
I want to ask you a clarifying question on that.
Yes.
Did this lesson allow you to, I mean, because this is so much more than just about prospecting or selling magnets. Being in the right mind.
Correct.
What Marty taught, that literally was a game changer for you.
Yes, because I had to edit my conversation, meaning she was going one way. And I just let her, we're doing this by text, so it's a little harder to do, but instead of responding to her last comment, I kept moving the conversation in the direction that I wanted to, waiting for her to respond, meaning, you know, I didn't go to my next statement until she responded to my last statement, and we ended up having a great outcome.
That's awesome. Yeah, and Juan, so many of us can learn from that because texting is a pop culture way we communicate. And what you just said, waiting, getting the right mindset so we're not jumping ahead, not jumping to conclusions. Wow, that's super cool. Okay, Carol John. Thank you, Juan.
Okay, I'm coming on with a heavy sigh. It's been a crazy week. I'm trying to keep in my right mind, surviving the Denver blizzard on Wednesday. It blew down a tree in my uncle's yard, and I've been dealing with trying to get power and the tree out of the yard, and my uncle's memory is getting worse. So I've met a lot of people that are interested in the product, having people come over to replace the electricity, the cable, the phone, to saw up the tree. I've been sharing it with him, but I'm really struggling with my uncle, and it's really hard to keep a nice attitude. I need prayers from everybody. I don't know how much longer I can do this.
Well, that's, I think, one of the key. As I was reciting from memory the mantra, doing something that I thoroughly did not enjoy today, I went, wait a second. And what Marty taught us this week is, and Carol, I'm not minimizing at all. There's always going to be things that are challenges, that it's inevitable. And it's like Carrie Bradshaw taught me years ago, if you feel like you're going through hell, keep going. And my dear sister Sandra Thornton shared with me a few days ago, and if you are going through hell, don't buy real estate. And I thought that was incredibly crucial. So, Carol, you trust me when I say you've got a whole team of people that have your back, and we will be praying for you. So thank you for being vulnerable, and thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Jeannie, Zeden. Okay. How about Karen?
Hello, how are you?
Excellent. Karen, go ahead. How did this lesson impact you?
I wanted to piggyback on my MPN. And so I was, and I knew about the right brain and the left brain. As you know, I said I was an art teacher, so I feel like I'm always supposed to be in my right brain and be creative. But when I read that lesson and it talked about the negative chatter coming from your left brain, I learned, you know, well, I must be in my left brain a lot, because I get a lot of that negative chatter when I say, oh, I don't have time, you know, my life is in the way. But like I read, you know, you can do anything once a day for 30 days, you can make that. So I started saying the mantra in the morning when I wake up before I step out of bed. And I feel like it's really been helping me. So, and the I don't do negative, and I don't have negative people around me, or I know that's been a big difference. I used that today when I had to make a phone call to a parent. At first, it said the mantra, and the parent was not very receptive and being a little bit argumentative, but I chose my words, and that parent calmed down, and we came to an understanding. So I feel like it's been a real help to me.
Wonderful. Thank you. Lori, we'll just keep it in the family. Lori Jones.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Lori.
Okay, Cousin Karen, that was really good. For me, I'm my worst enemy, but it doesn't matter, because principle is not bound by precedent. And the actions that I receive will become habits and will form my character. So I just need to get out of my own way and do what I need to do every day and keep doing it. And be joyful with the small successes. Have my eye on the goal, but have joy in the small things that occur along the way. It's amazing when you realize that the past has nothing to do with your future, that you can choose a different future. And I thank God for that.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Lori.
Okay, Vance, I finally got my star stick down.
Okay, Jeannie, go ahead.
Oh, gosh. For me this time, it was the self-care and the five pillars. And, of course, finances is one of the five pillars. And at the end, when he's talking about do today for your business what needs to be done, because, you know, you can sit and learn a lot and learn and learn, but if you don't take care of your business. So that was really a huge thing for me. I'm thinking, okay, this is my self-care for this week. I don't know, it just dawned on me about that. So in taking care of my NUCAN business, calling customers, time blocking, it's been really helpful for me to check in on my business and not just sit and learn, which I love to do.
Excellent. Yeah, some key points you just brought up. Nancy.
Hi, Vance.
Good evening.
Can you hear me?
Yep,
Nancy,
go for
yeah.
it.
Hi, Vance. So many good testimonies. And so at the first 2 weeks of ICANN, I really was fighting the negative, and this lesson one, reading it, really, really helped me focus a little bit more and being in the right mind and fighting that negative. And it is a struggle for every one of us on the call and everyone in life. It's really hard, and we all have challenges. But and sometimes I feel doing the Nikan business, I try too hard, and I want so badly for people to try these products. And I had an event at my house last week, my book club, and I was having an awful cough, so I had a CM cream tube sitting there, and I just put it on my chest and was going on chatting. And when everybody was saying goodbye, one of my book club members said to me, you know that cream that was on the table? I just put some on my elbow. That's wonderful. I tried this, nothing works. I sold the CM cream, and I wasn't even trying. So I just try to think that I'm making this too hard, maybe. But I don't really know what else to say other than this lesson really helped me through a lot of negatives for the last 2 weeks. And I learn every time I read these lessons. And thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. That's right on. Rita.
Hi, I had a call from another part of the country this week, and the girl started asking me, I know the person, and she started asking me about another brand of vitamins, and very specific questions on different, well, one was detox, but there were some others, and I said, you do remember that I sell Nikan, and I can answer for Nikan different questions that you have, but I don't know anything about that other company. And she started in again with the same questions. And I said, well, you know, maybe you ought to give that company a call directly. I can talk to you about the Nikan products, but I can't talk to you about another brand. And I forgot to start out with the thing is, don't let negative people influence me.
Mm.
And it just didn't. And I handled it, you know, nicely as opposed to any other way.
You know, Rita, wouldn't it be great if we just didn't have to deal with people?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sorry, I think I cut you off. Did you have another point you were going to add in that?
Yeah, another time this week, I was in a situation and the guy started screaming and yelling at me, and I didn't feel anything at all. I just went right into that mantra. You know, they were in a very negative space and just let it wash like water off a duck.
Excellent. Thank you, Rita.
You're welcome.
Well, Ron.
Hello.
Ron, there we go. Go ahead.
Yeah. As I'm listening to everybody here, everybody has problems with this mind, which is, you know, where my big issue is also. And I'm very aware of I spend too much time in my left brain, not my right brain, and the chatter. And, you know, I'm still in a situation during the day where it tends to be a negative situation. And I find that if I'm if I don't have the vibration that I want, I can just put a smile on my face. And even if I have to force a smile, I find that my thoughts will follow my smile and it'll create a positive vibration for me.
You know, that is some really, really good advice. My thoughts will follow my smile. Ron, I've never heard that before. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Moving on down the list, Shirley, and then Steve. Shirley Jones, and then Steve Crowfoot.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Shirley.
You can hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Great. Okay, I had a different kind of experience, as this is the first time in 16 years, but it's just me, and I'm not caregiving. I'm an early riser, so I always meditated and prayed and did my lessons, even though I was caretaking or caregiving. And I always managed my mind, because no matter what was going on with the dear loved ones I was caring for, I know that the energy you take into the room really affects the person. So I was doing the lessons, and all of a sudden, it was as if I'd won the lottery. And I had this euphoria, if that's the correct word. I felt so elated, because I didn't have an appointment with the doctor to sit in that waiting room or the hospital. I don't shake with pills when I get up. I could go out and cut my wood and load it for my wood stove. I could go over, and the sun was shining, and play soccer with my son's pups, big dogs, and we played soccer ball. I just felt, hey, I don't have to be concerned that I'm not caregiving somebody else, or that they're not accepting. As one lady, when I offered her a massage, and of course the CM cream for her backache, she says, oh no, I'm going to take 3 Advil and some vodka. And that really kind of gets to me. And all of a sudden, none of that matters. Because I am so grateful, because of Niken and the products, you won't believe what I do during the day. And also, it's just amazing. I don't have to make appointments with doctors. I haven't been to one in 40 years. I got kicked out of the office. I wouldn't take the stuff. Anyway, I just felt so happy managing my mind for myself. Love you all.
Shirley, I think you got it. I really do believe, babe, you got it.
It was wonderful.
Well, and it's wonderful to have your contribution to the group, because that the 3 Advil and vodka, yeah, I can't even imagine that. Steve Crowfoot.
Okay, you know, I have to continue on with what Rita was saying and Ron was saying about Ron with the smile and the and Rita with what she was saying. I have the opportunity, usually several times every work day, to have a escalation situation that I have to defuse in my job. And I'll guarantee you, when I was forced into doing that, I really had pull on the ICANN attitude, and it's just absolutely amazing. And then I have to use my knowledge of my what's going on around me, as far as like even down to the weather, even down to the full moon cycles. 4 days before a full moon, people just go nuts crazy on the phone. And, you know, so on those days, I really have to watch it. And in here it says the brain actually reshapes and creates new neural pathways. So there's a bottom line. You're not stuck thinking one way or another. Meekin is totally doable, but it does require consistent and persistent action, which I haven't given it lately, but I'm planning on. And it means letting go of what isn't working. It means a willingness to reroute old ideas to repetition. This means we need to take back control of that critical, cynical, and relentless chatter in our heads. We must get back into our right minds.
And Steve, you're definitely in one of those hostile environments based in your occupation, but I love the fact that we can. Really, it's more than just not doing negative and not associating with negative people. It's making the decision before it even happens that we can, our lives can impact other people just by us controlling our own mind. So, thank you, Steve. We've got three left, it looks like, on my list, and I know we skipped over some people, so you just got to see Johnny on the spot or Jenny on the spot to be ready to hit star six and share. Tyra, and is it Vanita, and Vera. So
can you have four on the list? Sandra's on the line tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
What about Lisa?
Yay.
Okay.
Lisa, too.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so you're going to, everybody, let's have Sandra, and then Lisa, you can share, and one of you can mute, and the other, and then we'll round it out with the three.
And Suzanne.
Yeah, oh my goodness. Yeah, I'm just skipping over all these people, and I'm so sorry. So, Sandra, Lisa,
Olga.
And she's there, and we finally got Olga on the line.
Yes.
It's always best to be prompt, even
well,
when
I'll
your
be
facilitator is good. So, Sandra, go ahead. And if your name's not Sandra Thornton, if you can hit star six to make sure your line is muted. Go ahead, Sandra.
Okay. What I got was that we truly cannot let negative impact us. When I read and reread and reread the I Can mantra, what it clearly says is we're not only in the driver's seat, we decide what we can accept and what we don't accept. And when I saw how he was talking about right brain and left brain, if you know that people operate differently, you decide what you want, let them act however, and you just continue to be ethical and a caring person and do what you need to do because they're acting out of their pattern. They don't necessarily know that it's not the better pattern yet. So by example, I can go ahead and exhibit good customer or interpersonal relations and do what's necessary to help everybody, especially me.
Amen. Thank you, Sandra. And thank you for being on the line live because we don't usually get you. I really appreciate that. It's a blessing. Lisa.
Yeah. Okay. So I just want to say that as a result of listening to Marty and then doing the mantra, I'm developing more of an earnest effort, sincere effort to be accountable in doing my I Can work and to keep the fire burning / action happening and being consistent with my repetition of the I Can mantra. So even though it's not perfect, I'm definitely on the road to getting there. And I am feeling the desire to sit down and give time to my Meekin business. And that's just like you have visions when I have visions that come to me, it's just like, oh, okay, I know the universe is talking to me and telling me, okay, come on, you know? And so that's very encouraging. The other thing I wanted to say to Carol that had asked everybody to just give a prayer for her, usually when things get real intense, I find that the individual, myself, is approaching a breakthrough. And so that can be encouraging to keep on doing what you're doing because you're going to break through to another level, you know, and the pressure will be relieved. But it's a breakthrough that's on its way. So that's all I want to say. Plus, Vance, you told me to remind you about the two websites, one with tabs and one without.
Yes.
Okay.
That's kind of a housekeeping thing that I forgot to mention at the beginning, so thank you for the reminder. And real quick is, depending on how you access SaturdayAMLive.com, if you're on a phone, a portable device, it's going to be a different... Phones do these wonderful things, but if you look at it on a computer, on a laptop, or on a desktop, you're going to get the full meal deal, okay? So if your phone reduces it down and it looks different, it's because it's micro-sizing it. So, but it's there. All the information is there. I can access it on my phone, and if I can access it on my antique phone, then I know you can access it on yours. So, but Lisa, thank you for reminding me of that. Suzanne, we cannot forget you.
Well, I just want to say I like being towards the end because so many wonderful things were shared, from the smile to everything. I just want to say that my I can attitude is the manifestation of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And I had a flat tire getting on to 495, which was a major highway in Massachusetts, and I did not do negative. I just stayed the course and knew that it was all going to come together, and it did. And I didn't get worked up, and that was just one of the things that happened. And I could stay on this lesson, and every week I would learn something new just staying on this lesson for the next 10 weeks.
I couldn't agree more, Suzanne. Thank you. Okay, we're going to wrap this up here with Tyra, Vanita, and Vera, and if I can request that one key thought, that one key thing that is life-changing. Tyra.
Hi, Vance. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. Go ahead, Tyra.
Okay. What stuck out to me in the printed form was Nisina is totally doable, but it does require consistent and persistent action. And I thought, I just keep doing what I'm doing, and I'm just keep doing it. So being on this I Can Attitude call group over a year now is making a difference in my life and in my team. And then what caught my attention just while I was waiting for my turn is my 5 and I. And I see that I continue to invite people to participate as I participate. So I'm on this call on Tuesdays, and I know tonight Benita is on the call. I asked her to three-way Delia on, and my friend Liz in Ohio is on. And they've actually created on Saturdays our team call every Saturday morning. We're averaging between 5 and 8 people on our Saturday team call. So when I looked at that 5 and I said, oh, that's what's happening in my team. And it's just making a huge difference. There's actually 8 team members scheduled to go to San Diego.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just
that's
really
incredible.
Blown away. I'm just blown away because I just keep inviting people to listen, to learn, how to take better care of themselves, to listen and to learn. And my brother's on his way to becoming silver, and it's just amazing. I'm in shock. But
that's
the last
awesome
thing I'll leave you with is a cousin in Illinois. She can't be on the call tonight because she's in school working on a 12-page paper. But when I started I Can Attitude, I knew she was dealing with a lot, dealing with taking care of her dad, her disabled brother, going to school full time. And I said, you just want to listen in on my I Can Attitude call? I didn't even tell her really what it was. And she just told me that's what she needed. She said, I just needed to hear all that positivity. And she went from almost 2 years now just being a customer, telling me she wasn't a salesperson. She had fallen in love with the Maxflex and the Nikon products. to the point where I just signed her up as a consultant in February, and I did 2 3-ways with her and her friends last night, and that's why I was late getting on the call, did another 3-way with her and another friend tonight. I'm just blown away.
That's great. That's awesome. Is it Venita or Venetia?
Venita. V-E-N-I-T-A. Venita.
Venita. Venita, how did this lesson impact you? And if Venita's not on or can hit star 6, how about Vera? I can smell my dinner wafting its way to where I'm at, so that's why I'm rushing.
Yeah. I'm good.
So Vera, go ahead.
This is Venita. Okay, can you hear me better?
Yes, go ahead, Vera.
Okay, well, for this week, I had totally focused on the weekend, and things started happening. And one thing that happened really was because of the grounding path. I had a few friends over the weekend to show them the video, and the video grounding, it's very, very good video. And so I've been sharing that one, and then ever since, things started all of a sudden happening for myself. So it resulted that today I had an appointment with one lady that I know for a while, and tomorrow I'm seeing more people, and this weekend we are going actually to Tacoma with my husband and a friend that's visiting here. So things start, all of a sudden starts happening. I don't know why, but it's because of the mind. And, having the better mindset that I used to have prior, because I had a few years where I got sick and I could not focus on anything. But it's all coming back to me now, and I think it's because of the technology that we have in and the grounding path. And also these kind of calls are very, very helpful, and I'm so grateful for this. So thank you, Vance, for doing this.
No, you're very welcome, Vera. Thank you for being part of the group. Venita.
Yes, this is Venita, and I'm so grateful for being on the call. And the reading was awesome. It's such inspiration and encouragement to me, and all the calls, all the speakers have been on. This resonates with me. It resonates with my soul, for sure. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I'll wrap it up in how this lesson mostly impacted, or the most, it was last night, or excuse me, yesterday afternoon. Most of you know that I am a volunteer firefighter, and got a call at the number one tourist attraction in the state of Oregon, which is Multnomah Falls Lodge, and it just came in as a basic trauma. We do not know usually until we get on scene what we're dealing with. And this particular person, we were told, was very hostile, very combative, was not very nice to the 911 dispatch operator. And I went, okay. But literally, when you hike from sea level up to 700 feet elevation with a 60-pound pack of medical gear on your back, and did I say sea level to 700 feet? Yeah, I did. And you have a lot of time to think. Well, actually only 24 minutes. This is how long it took us to get there, a mile and a quarter, and a sweaty mess by the time we got there, my partner and I. But both of us had already made the decision. Let's get ourselves in the right mind so we can take care of this patient. I would give her the All-Star Academy Award for the Patient of the Year because she was perfect. Ankle totally busted up because she slipped on some ice. But it's having the right mind, being in the right mind, even knowing you're going to walk into a hostile environment, or it could be, but we can determine what's going to happen, what the outcome is going to be when we are in the right mind. So, and yes, my feet hurt, my calves hurt, my back hurt, everything hurt when I got home last night, but hey, it's okay. Right? So as we jump into lesson 3, I want to encourage you, don't mess around, don't skip. Do the homework. Get it done, and next week we will pick up where we left off. And if you want to go back and review, same thing from lesson one. Double up. Or lesson two. Double up, triple up. But take advantage of this and don't make any excuses, because you'll really regret it when we get near the end, 9-10 weeks from now. So thank you, everybody, for sharing. Thank you for being so vulnerable and just contributing to a great call. And we will do better next week and trim these down to a shorter time. So that's all we got. I'm going to go eat my dinner. So good night, everybody.